In 1979, Jane Crosby was a high school freshman in Albany, New York. Her sister, Kristen, 4 years older, was a freshman at Mount Holyoke College. On a visit home, Kristen introduced Jane to the punk rock group The Ramones. Jane Crosby Braden is now a writer living in Washington. The death from cancer last week of Joey Ramone at the age of 49 stirred memories of sisterhood and music.
In my eyes, Kristen was the definition of cool. And when she played Sheena as a punk rocker for me for the first time, I knew I was right. I soon knew every lyric to every song, from Teenage Lobotomy to Surfin' Bird to We're a Happy Family. Joey Ramone was it. I learned to dance, really dance, to Joey's voice and the Ramones' irresistible beat. I don't know what it was about Joey. In his almost animated ugliness of looks, there was something so endearing, so likable about him. I actually met him in the summer of 1985 at the JAG, a then nightclub in Amagansett, New York. He wasn't performing. He was just there. I bought him a Budweiser and introduced myself. He couldn't have been sweeter. But I was tongue-tied. What are you supposed to say to a guy who writes lyrics like, sitting here in Queens, eating refried beans, wearing all the magazines, gulping down Thorazines? The last time I saw the Ramones was at the Old Bayou on K Street in Washington. Kristen and I went together. We were so excited until we got there and saw all the security and the rules of the show, one of which was no dancing. No dancing? How can you not dance to the Ramones? Even if you moved your shoulders a little to the right or a little to the left, a flashlight would shine on you and you would be kicked out. We held still, resisting the call of the beat, and stayed through the concert. When the phone rang early last Monday morning, I was still in bed. "Guess who died?" Kristen asked in a voice that told me it wasn't just anyone. "Joey Ramone." It was like a good friend had left us. We reminisced. We remembered how we each used to rock Kristen's son Patrick to sleep, singing in the gentlest voice, "Patrick is a punk rocker. Patrick is a punk rocker." I bet Joey never thought that his songs would be used as lullabies. I got out of bed and played the Pleasant Dreams album. I was comforted knowing that Pleasant Dreams is what Joey must be having now. And I hope there really was that girl at the 7-Eleven, and that he's with her again in the seventh heaven.
Jane Crosby Braden is a writer based in Washington. I met her.